Jasmine, the lovely sex goddess, begins to tell her story.
Mark? Mark? Wake up, Mark. Can you hear me? Wake up. This is Jasmine. I need you. I want you. I'm here for you. I'm here to answer your call. I'm gonna make love to you.
All through the night, Mark dreamed about Jasmine. He wanted her, his woman, his sex life, to visit with him and relieve the pressure. He knew what he wanted from her. He knew what he needed from her. He knew the end result, the goal of their encounter. He knew he wanted to squirt cum, and his beautiful muse, Jasmine, would be his cum hole tonight. So he called her name over and over again until she answered his call, his plea for sex, his dream. This was the first of many performances she would do for Mark over time. She had agreed to a submissive encounter. Hell, she had agreed to be his sex slave. Wow. Never before had she been obsessed with a man like that. She gets a little tingle just thinking about it. Part of her is amazed at this challenge. The idea of being a submissive is alluring. It's intoxicating. She can't resist. So at night, when Mark calls her name, yes, Mark, the handsome prince, put her on this planet just to drive her insane with desire, calls her name, and slowly there is a change. She turns into a sex goddess, just oozing sex and passionate desire that only Mark can see. For your eyes only, baby. For your ears only, baby. For you to enjoy with pleasure tonight. He has provided the scenario, and all she has to do is follow the script. She is alone, all alone, looking at her toy box and wondering what spirits of raunchy sex she will call up tonight. Her voice can do it. A fountain for him to drink to satisfy his insatiable appetite for sex. Her endless seductive desire is there just waiting to be unleashed, like a thousand wild horses unleashed in the cool desert of a captivating Arabian night. She can make anything happen with her voice. Tonight, her voice will tell a story of love, lust, and desire for only Mark to hear. She lights a candle. The scent is captivating. She sits there and does exactly what he says and exactly in the way she was told to do it. He calls it audio description. She calls it lovemaking. She describes her every move, the moves he told her to make. His instructions were clear. Do it in such a way a blind man can see it. And she did. She liked the challenge. She captivated him with her sexy voice.
Hey, baby. I'm here for you, baby. I heard you call my name, and I got the script for tonight. You want a striptease, something provocative to get your juices flowing. I can do it for you, and I'll tell you while I'm doing it, what I'm doing, and what I want you to do for me. I have on my low-cut dress and a pink brought tonight, just the way you like it, with cleavage showing. And I'm looking into the mirror at my cleavage now. Well, actually, I'm looking into my phone's mirror. And my nipples are firming up. So I pinch them for you right now. Imagining you're here to do the same. That's right. Give them a little pinch. Oh, baby. That feels good. Massage my nipples for me, baby. Just like that. Oh. Still pinching them. I love it when you pinch my nipples. Okay, now it's your turn, baby. Pinch your dick. Feel it tingle. Close your eyes. Let your imagination run with the picture of me in your mind's eye. Do you like it, baby? Do you feel good? And now, my dress comes off first. Thank goodness it doesn't have a zipper. I can just pull it off over my head. I'm sitting here in panties and a bra, thinking about you, and only about you. My hands become your hands as I close my eyes and fondle myself. My breast and my mount down below. Oh, I can feel the heat trapped in my panties too. I'm moist and I'm getting wet. It feels good, baby. I want more of this beautiful feeling. I want you to have more of it, too. Alright. I'm spreading my legs right now. Okay. And a finger is going in. Oh. One hand on my breasts. One hand below. I'm comfortable. This is the way I like it. This is my dream for you. Feeling myself. Massaging myself. Enjoying every moment of it. Can you feel it too? The bra comes off. The panties come down. I can't wait any longer. Here, I'll go ahead and take... unstrap my bra. And I'll pull down my panties just a little bit. Okay. I must have it now. So I begin to oil my body and lubricate the places made special for you. I select my favorite paddle. It serves two purposes, okay? The paddle end is round and wide, large enough to cover one cheek. The handle is shaped like a large dildo. Her instructions are to spank herself and record the audio. She has never done this before. Well, almost never. She's dreamed about it many times. She wondered how it would feel. And today, because Mark gave her the instructions, she's going to find a new meaning for pain and pleasure. Alright. First, I put oil on my nipples. I actually have some olive oil here. I start pulling my nipples and pinching them lightly. Oh, pulling a little bit more oil on. Pinching them lightly. Electric shocks run through my body as my nipples grow hot and my pussy gets moist. I rub my nipples harder as my pussy starts to drip. I am oiled and ready. Alright, I grab the paddle and smack my ass cheek really hard. Now, it stings a bit, so I pull my nipples to offset the pain. Smack. 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 My ass is sore now. But I'm imagining you, Mark, holding the paddle and smacking my ass. It's starting to feel good. I flip the paddle and rub the handle up and down my slit. I want to insert my pussy or insert it inside me, but I wait. Smack. I love the sound of the paddle on my oiled ass cheeks. Select the next paddle. It's a cotton-covered, leather paddle. Perfect for the next phase. I turn over on my back. Okay. And I open my legs as far as they can go. And I begin spanking my pussy. I know what you would do, so I swing the paddle a little harder. Oh, fuck. Ow. It hurts, but at the same time, it's stimulating my clit. I'm only rubbing my clit a little bit. Whack. The sting is almost unbearable, but knowing you're listening makes me more determined to follow my instructions. Whack. Whack. Now, the paddle is not as painful. In fact, my clit is enlarged, getting harder, and my pussy is getting wet. Whack! My clit wants more. I grab the first paddle here and rub my pussy with the handle, the delta handle. Feeling of this paddle. I would love to feel your hands spanking my ass, but even more, spanking my pussy. That's right, spank my pussy, make me come. And as she feels the pain and the pleasure, she can feel her blood curdle from the excitement of the deep sensations. And Mark is doing his thing, quietly and calmly in the other room, while he listens intently for her to come. He wants to come with her, all together now, like a church choir hitting a solid note in harmony. It sounds good. It feels good. Yes, it is good. I need to release. Mark, I need to release. Help me, Mark. Help me do it. Okay. I grab two of my clips, Oh, nipple clamps, okay. And put them on my nipples. Oh, I only have these clothespins. Yes, my pussy is alive. I need something to fill it up. If only it was your cock, huh? Take my special clip. Oh, my clothespin, okay. And put it on my clit. Oh. Hold on. Oh, Mark, you can see my juices running down my leg. Oh, that pinches. All right. I pull the pussy clip. Oh, shit. Came off. There we go, okay. It hurts, but it feels good too. And I pull the nipple clips. I'm really worked up. And I need my pussy felt. I use the paddle again. And again. Everything is melting into one sensation. I grab a medium-sized dildo, dip it in oil. Okay, actually, I'm gonna cover it in oil. Okay. And stick it in my... Alright, I'm gonna have to flip over. Okay. I'm gonna insert it into my ass. Okay. I turn the speed to high. I remove the clip from my clit. And shove a huge black dildo in my pussy. I flip the vibrator switch. I stroke myself hard and fast. Mark, I wish I had more hands. Fuck, I wish I had you. I love to be picked and spanked at the same time.
And this is what she did. And this is what she had to say.
I'm coming. Yes, come with me, Mark. Come with me. Now, Scorcher, come. I bet it's been waiting, huh? Oh, you've been dying to come. Fill your cum hole. Fill me up. Oh, with your hard cock and all your cum.
Love hinders death. Love is life. Everything that I understand, I understand only because I love. Everything is. Everything exists only because I love. Everything is united by it alone. Love is God, and to die means that I, a particle of love, shall return to the general and eternal source.